In a small office building near downtown Fort Worth, the phones are humming.
And I'm calling on behalf of State Senator Wendy Davis' campaign.
If you could possibly volunteer some.
3 miles away at Republican Mark Shelton's campaign, the frenzy is much the same.
I'm calling on behalf of Dr. Mark Shelton, the Republican.
I'm stepping envelopes from block walking.
Before it's over, Shelton, a pediatrician, and Davis, an attorney, expect to spend a combined $6 million to win this Senate seat. And here's what a lot of that money is paying for.
Davis profits from peddling her influence as a state senator.
Shelton adds accusing Davis of hiding her business partner's work as a lobbyist and her work for public bodies that also lobby the legislature.
Legislators who sell their influence should not be reelected.
A Davis ad featuring a rape victim. It attacks Shelton's vote against her bill for more testing of rape kits.
My rape kit was tested, and that's the only reason my attacker's in prison.
Mark Shelton was one of only 8 legislators to vote against the bill and let rapists go free.
Sorting out the facts behind the ads and the mudslinging isn't easy. On Shelton's claim of influence peddling, the Texas Ethics Commission lists Davis's business partner, Brian Newby, as a lobbyist for the Canty Hanger law firm where both he and Davis work. But the commission has not found Davis in violation of ethics laws.
I comply 100% with all of the requirements that the state has in place.
As for Davis's ad about the rape kits, Shelton says he voted against the bill because there was no state money to pay for it.
I am in favor of the concept of testing the rape kits. Where we differed is in the way it was funded. There was not a stable source of funding.
Their claims and counterclaims underscore several facts about this very close race. Both major parties have a big stake in the outcome. If Davis loses, Democrats in the Senate may be unable to block Republican measures like school vouchers or abortion restrictions. As for the battle itself, it's largely over philosophy. Shelton wants to limit spending and regulations on business. Davis believes government has an obligation to provide basic services and hold business accountable. Davis labels Shelton an extremist for voting against bipartisan bills like the one that would have added 80,000 more kids to the Children's Health Insurance Program.
The other Republican doctors in the House and Senate voted for it, but Mark voted against it. He's an Austin voice, listening to Rick Perry and some extremists.
Davis is focused on consumer issues, air monitoring near gas wells, funding for contraception and cancer screening through the Women's Health Insurance Program, a review of insurance rate increases before they go into effect. Shelton says a lot of what Davis wants is just bad for the economy.
She's filed multiple bills for taxes, fees, and increased regulation.
Shelton says he voted for cuts to the Women's Health Insurance Program because money went to Planned Parenthood, which is affiliated with abortion clinics. And he says CHIP and Medicaid need to be reformed.
The current Medicaid and CHIP program in the state of Texas is dysfunctional, and there's no reason to expand a dysfunctional system.
The issue that most clearly illustrates the gap between Shelton and Davis is funding for public education. Davis filibustered the bill that cut $5.4 billion from schools last session, and she vows to restore that funding and eliminate a tax exemption for gas wells to pay for it.
No one group should be so powerful that they're entitled to those kinds of tax incentives forever. And when we're thinking about these difficult choices that we're presented with, children, the future of Texas, I think we made the choice in the wrong place in the last legislative session.
Shelton, however, is proud of working on the state budget that included the education cuts because he says it didn't increase taxes. He says Davis's idea of eliminating tax exemptions isn't the way to pay for schools.
For us to restore money to education or to health care, or whatever, we have to have the economy growing. So the big question is not how we're going to spend the money. It's the big question is how we're going to get the money. And you don't do that by increasing taxes and increasing regulation on businesses.
No new taxes, limited regulation on businesses, and restricted use of state savings in the rainy day fund. That's Shelton. Making regulations more consumer-friendly, eliminating some tax exemptions, using rainy day savings for education. That's Davis. Both believe their messages are right for Tarrant County.
We thank you for your time and for supporting Wendy Davis.
May we count on your support for Dr. Shelton.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
Have a good day.